This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. And here she is, Lundy London in the building. What's happening?
Hello, hello. I'm good.
You look like summer and like just like, I don't know, like... I want to say you look, not only do you look well rested.
Okay.
Which is odd, because I would imagine you visited every Ultra City possible in December.
Yes.
While touring the country. But you look like super fresh and ready for 2018.
I am. I
think
have
it's
to
a
be.
Headband. It's a headband.
Is it?
It's the flower
it's
band.
It's the flower
situation.
Child thing going yeah. on. Yeah.
Lundy, what do you think it is the most interesting thing about you?
About me? Okay. It's because I started off as an Instagram model and people didn't expect that I have talent and more especially music. So when I started singing and getting signed to Ambitious, people were like, oh, okay, she has something.
Yeah.
So I feel like people can look forward to me showing them more of my talents.
What do you think it is that women see in you? And in terms of how confident you are in yourself and how you carry yourself, that resonates with them? Because I would imagine that your DMs are a lot of young women saying that you inspire them, so on and so forth.
Yes, because I embrace who I am and I'm proud of my body and I don't let anyone put me down just because maybe I might show a little bit more skin than other people. Mm. And I give other women hope. That regardless of what people might portray you as, you might be a totally different thing.
Now, you grew up in Durban, right? Yeah, born and bred in Durbs.
Yes.
Whereabouts in Durbs? Like right in the center of things? Or?
No, not in the center of things. In Phoenix, where the Indians are.
Okay. When I read Phoenix in the bio, I was like, Phoenix, Arizona? Like, was she
for a little bit?
That's the extent of my knowledge of Durban. Okay.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Phoenix, and then is it you? Are there siblings? What's the story?
Siblings. I've got an older sister and two younger brothers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And what are they also just ridiculously good looking?
Oh, ooh, not like me.
No, not as good looking as you.
So, but I'm joking. They
are they? Okay.
They are.
Are you being honest now? Or?
I'm being
okay.
really honest, and they are talented as well because I come from a musical family. So, yeah.
So you were that family when everyone was at church or whatever, people were like, oh, look at this good looking family. All of them. It's like so much to handle.
Are
they
you
can just.
For real?
They can just. No, this is what happens, though. You know this is what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, everyone was kind of genetically blessed. Do you think that you are good looking?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm. And how do you learn to kind of get people to see beyond that? Because this is why everyone was so surprised when you came out and started doing music and that is because when, you know, there's, it's fantastic to be good looking and it's a great thing. And
true.
Hopefully one day in another life, I will be as well.
You are though.
I do wonder sometimes, like, instantly when people meet you, it's not, you know, they put a perception, they put a judgment to you.
Yeah.
Granted, it's a better one than someone meeting you and they're morbidly
true.
Obese and, you know,
yes.
that's horrible. But certainly it's you've got to work a little bit harder. I don't want to say to get people to take you seriously, but that is what it is at the end
it
of
is.
The day.
It is what it is. So, yeah, getting into the music industry, of course I have to work 10 times harder than everybody else because people are like, oh, she thinks she's good looking, so she's going to make it in this industry. It's not even about that. So I am going to work hard. Because people think I look good.
Mm.
There's so many people that look good in the music industry.
But you look like you enjoy this process of having your nails done and sitting in makeup.
I do.
And changing. Yeah.
I do. But actually, I'm a hippie at heart. People
really?
Don't know. Yeah, people actually, that's why I call myself a flower child.
Yes.
Because people don't know the true me, who I am. In studio, I look a mess.
Okay.
When I'm in studio, my wig is off. I'm there with my short hair, no shoes on. People don't know that side of me. So that's why I call myself a flower child. So maybe people are going to learn more about me through my music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
When you strip it back a little bit. But you do enjoy, I mean, it looks like you enjoy figuring out what to wear and putting it all together and changing it up. And, I mean, yeah, that's cool.
Yep, that's me.
Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, Lundy London is in the building. She's wearing like this Chinese fabric vibe, green flower, and then the flowers in the hair. And then she posted it on Instagram. And Lindile 1100 said, "I feel so honored to be the first one to like with heart emojis and mouth things." And then, if you want to see what she's wearing, it's on her Instagram now. Flower child, beautiful child. Someone says every broke billionaire says everything on point. But I mean. Broke billionaire. Broke billionaire. I don't think you're going to get a reply.
I didn't even see that comment.
Flower power. We need more. People are very invested in what you post on Instagram.
Yeah,
I would. I'm nervous to ask you what your inbox looks like. I feel like you go through the most.
I do.
Yeah, you go through the most. I can tell from these posts and then some of these comments that you probably go through the most on Instagram. How did you first figure out that people were really interested in following you on Insta? Like, what was your first interaction with it?
Actually, I started posting my sketches,
oh, cool.
videos of me singing. People were not interested that much until okay. I posted a really sexy picture and it got reposted by a lot of pages.
Okay.
So then after that, I realized what people actually want. So
on Instagram.
I used that to create a fan base for myself.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, how long have you been on Instagram for?
2 years.
2 years.
I've got a new page now. That's
yes.
3 months.
Yeah. I mean, this, you've got 35,000 followers on this new page, and people are excited when they're the first person to comment on the post, which implies that they're really invested. And I was watching some of your stage performances as well. I mean, it goes beyond. You don't just stand at a microphone and sing.
No,
you're like so there for the whole.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
What does your rider look like?
My rider.
Yeah, what do you have to have in order to feel before you go out on stage? You're from
champagne,
ambitious. I know there's a rider, yeah.
Darling, champagne.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest, if someone just followed you on Instagram, what do you think they would have as their biggest misconception about who you are as a person just kind of hanging out?
I think I'm this brainless Instagram model.
Yeah.
That just wants to be looked at and get likes. That's it. I think that's what people generally think I am.
I feel like
I'm
you're
not.
Working this in the best possible way, though. Like, you really know how to get the most out of this.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, tell me a second about sort of where you want to take the whole music thing. What kind of level would you like to take it to? What's the big goal?
The big goal?
Yeah.
Actually, I think music is just the ride that's taking me to the final destination.
Hmm.
So in the end, I actually want to do a lot of things that I've initially wanted to do. But music, it's always been about the music, and it will end with the music. But I obviously want to do a lot of things like clothing line and whatnot. But for now, I'm really focusing on the music.
Who do you really look up to on the music scene locally and then overseas as well?
Simpiwe Dana, locally.
She's great, yeah.
I love her. And Boosie, because she's a queen of house, because that's the direction I'm taking. And internationally, I really like Chrisette Michelle, Billie Holiday. I really like old school music, like your swing jazz, Jamie Cullum. That's my...
Oh, Jamie, yeah, he's... Yeah, that's very cool. Listen, it's been very, very cool catching up with you. I'm kind of going to let you land this with anything that you really feel people should know. You get to have the last say here. What is there left to say, Nandi?
Okay. People need to look out for me this year. It's going to be a big year for me. Might drop a special album.
Cool.
So a single as well really soon. So people should look out for that. And yeah, more of me, more features. And yeah, more performances. Because right now I was busy working on my music. So that when I get out there, I have something in the
catalog,
bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now I'm ready to get out there and perform. I'm ready to release music. So 2018, it's my year. Look out for me.
Fantastic. Lundy London, thank you so much for stopping by. It's Lundy_London_official on Instagram.
So long.
Who hacked this account? How does that even happen?
I don't know. Apparently it's someone from Tanzania. Oh,
okay.
My God.
As long as it's not like a crazy ex or something.
We never know.
Okay, you never know. All right. Lundy London, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. CliffCentral.com.